It was only as a young adult that Julie learned that before she was born, her parents had escaped from hell. They somehow had survived Auschwitz, the most murderous concentration camp organized by the Nazis to exterminate Jews and other victims of the Holocaust. After the war, her parents resettled in Germany, but chose not to speak of their past, not to pass on its terrible burden.
When I finally left Germany, I was nearly 17. I went to school in England, and I lived in England, went to university there, got married there. And as I began to learn about the Holocaust, and as I was far enough away from Germany, that's when I began to hate Germans, really loathe them, everything to do with Germany. And really, the more I learned, the more hatred I had.
Because the magnitude of the Holocaust started to sink in.
Right.
While working in the field of counseling and helping others, Julie Goshawk was carrying her own unfinished business. And upon arriving in the United States in the 1970s, an opportunity unexpectedly arose for her to begin a long, remarkable personal journey, a journey of examining the lasting effects and the lingering challenge of the wartime horrors visited upon her parents.
I was a therapist in England, and coming to this country, I wanted to do some family therapy training. And I think we'd been here for maybe a month when I applied to the Boston Family Institute. And part of the interviewing process was we had to say something about our family of origin. Now, I had never, ever anywhere talked about my parents being Holocaust survivors. To this day, I don't know what made me, you know, put this context in place for myself, you know, my background. So I actually said that my parents were Holocaust survivors, and both the co-directors of the program jumped up and said, oh, do you know there are groups being run for children of survivors? Well, you could have knocked me over with a feather. I was speechless. They gave me the telephone number. I dutifully carried it around with myself for probably 6 months. I couldn't even bear to look at the number. I was intrigued and I was terrified.
What was so scary about it?
Well, it was this whole forbidden thing. I couldn't imagine my parents having been there. I couldn't go near that pain.